out the latest and greatest games from GameStop at ProCuts Football All the Way, September 11th at the Arlington Convention Center. Brought to you by Norris, Autoflex Leasing, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 6:23. Who's in charge of this?
You.
Oh, you. Good evening, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It is Guys Night Out, which is underway out here at the Cape Buffalo Grill in far north Dallas.
We can still do it around the horn, what we normally do at this time.
Yeah.
Or not.
I think I'd just assume not.
Okay.
Well, anyway, the Cape Buffalo Grill is located at Trinity Mills at Addison Road, if you'd like to come out here and join us. And we're about to get the Ticket Olympics underway.
Rhines, I have to break in here.
Well, wait a minute. Let me introduce the round table here before we get to that. Grego is here on this first segment of the round table.
Rhines, we have breaking news from the field here.
As is Junior Miller.
Hi, Rhines.
Hi, Junior. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And Dan McDowell also joins us.
I'm sorry, Rhines. I need to break
Good afternoon.
In here.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead, Greg.
Cool the Engine. That's a great song. See if we have that in there. Cool the Engine. Everybody trying to interrupt Rhines. Can't get his job done.
That's really all I got, so go ahead, interrupt away.
Well, Rhines, the Ticket Olympics have already gotten underway, and we already have a winner, a gold medal winner in the very first competition, the Guys Night Out Scavenger Hunt.
Hey,
Rhines.
Hey,
Gordo,
hey.
Back to you.
Thank you so much, Rhines. Yes, I'm not sure exactly which team you're for. Who are you?
I'm David Boyd for Bad Radio.
Oh.
Yay.
I thought I recognized that dork from somewhere.
Yay.
Hey, man.
Now, what exactly is Bad Radio?
It's the noon to three show.
Oh.
Well, see you.
All right, Yay. So, Rhines, from what I'm understanding out here in the field, some inconsequential
You're
time
not in the
slot
field.
Has won.
You're not in the field. You're right in front of us, and you don't have to have that overly enthusiastic voice.
Your name's David, right?
Yes.
And David, what all did you have to collect in this scavenger hunt in order to take the gold?
A tampon, a lipstick kiss on the cheek, a bra, a condom, and the shirt off a girl's back.
Ooh.
All right, let's take a look at the items here. Now, where did you find this grandom?
Back there on the table.
Back there at the table.
You mean a rubber?
Yeah, rubber. You had to find a rubber?
A rubber.
He's got a purple rubber, Rhines. He also has a bra. Where did you find this?
From a girl.
Who?
Back there on the table.
There at a table.
The blonde, can you point her out? Let's take a look at her.
She just gave you her bra?
Look at there. Yeah.
Bring her down here. Let's see.
Here, come here. We need to talk to you.
Let's see what is...
You know, I saw her earlier, and she needs a bra because she's got some cans.
Well, here
he is. Oh, my goodness. Here she comes. She's making her way down here.
Was it easy to get her bra from her?
But now, wait a second. I also see that you have a girl's shirt. Is this from the same woman?
Yes.
Whoa.
I don't know if that should be allowed.
Wow.
Getting two items from the
same
girl.
Who is it? Does he know her?
It doesn't say that you can't have that on.
Do you know her?
No.
Oh, she's holding up her priestesses.
She has to because they're big.
Who believes that he doesn't know her?
What's your name, sweetheart?
I prefer to remain anonymous, so Rhines can ask me my name four times now.
Okay, Rhines.
I prefer to remain anonymous.
I want to be anonymous. Here's my bra.
Yeah. She's going back on that gag that we had, remember?
Oh.
Remember the gag we had?
Let me take
what
my
is that?
Bra
Let the P1s in on this.
And shirt off, but I want to be anonymous.
So you want to be anonymous, huh?
No, I don't care. I'm Brandy.
Brandy, now, what's your history with the Hardline?
Well, I don't have a history with them. I listen to them every day.
Okay, but you act like you know them.
Good story.
I kind of do.
Okay, in what way?
Well, I've never met them personally. I have big crushes on all of them, mainly Freebase.
Who's Freebase?
Why is he called Freebase?
I'm not. Let's move on.
Oh, sorry, Mr. B.
She's just...
Boy, that's some crush.
Listen, I know.
If you're going to be in my bed tonight, you're going to call me Mr. Beef. You hear me?
Why is she holding them?
Because why are you holding your
because she has to.
Well, let go.
What?
Have what?
She has
well,
to.
We'll be the judge of that. Let's see.
Come on. Come live on. A little. Now we're talking.
Oh, those yeah, are, those are saggers.
Those
oh,
are not
oh, my gosh.
Those are not saggers.
Those are god-awful. Oh, God, I'm going to be sick.
Oh, those are not saggers. And that girl is very good-looking, too.
But you're older, right? How old are you, 38?
Pull that.
No, seriously, how old
are you, Brandy? Tell them how old you are.
Oh, I'm 44.
You are not 44 years old.
I'm 31.
Oh, our Olympic torchbearer is entering Cape Buffalo, and it is Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban has entered the premises, the okay. Mavericks owner's star of the benefactor. He is now going to light the Jack Daniels trophy. For the ticket Olympics.
Uh-oh.
And, oh, he's having problems.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
and,
no.
You know what? And everything that he's ever accomplished, he just flushed it down the drain.
Oh, gosh.
Whoa! Whoa!
He just toked on it as if it was some huge Corby-esque bong.
It's lit, and we're officially underway, Gordo.
Yes, it
we
is
gotta,
lit.
You know what? We got to talk to Mark Cuban because
we've already completed one event, although we just now lit the
why
ticket Olympic flame.
We got to talk to Mark Cuban. Why would he want to be involved in this?
We don't know why he wants to be involved in it. We don't know why he's wearing a T-shirt that says, "I'm Rick James's bitch."
Gordo, let's go down to you for a live interview with Mark Cuban.
Thank you so much, Junior. Mark Cuban with us here. Mark, what got you involved in the ticket Olympics?
Watching this young lady hold herself right here got me involved.
She's holding her breast. She's got bad saggers, Mark.
Oh, well.
That is so.
Is there Olympics for that?
That is so.
Sorry.
That is sorry. She does not have saggers at all.
Oh, believe me. She's probably got a few remote controls that have been lost up under them breasts.
Wow.
You know what, Brandy? I'm not going to take that. I'm going to kick his ass here in a minute. I'm going to.
All right, Mark, why are you here?
Because keeping in your existence.
Moment. It's the ticket Olympics. You know, we've got MFFL here. We've got the hard line. We've got the music.
Publicity guy. Oh, look at this, Mark. We've got... this is so cheap. What could a billionaire want but a special certificate certifying that you are our first torchbearer at the Ticket Olympics? It's signed by Jamie Garner and Dan Bennett, who were higher-ups of the ticket.
Hey. It's nice to know that Dan finally got to use that $10 gift certificate at the card store, so
oh,
I feel
yes.
good about it, yeah.
You gave him that. That's very nice, and you can hang that on your wall along with, hopefully, a Mavs championship pennant.
Yeah, there we go.
Yay!
You know what that's like.
Pennant. I'm such a sports idiot. I think they play for a pennant. All right, Mark, anything you want to say? Any parting words?
No, I'm pretty quiet and shy, so I won't say anything.
Hey, I asked this question on the morning show today because on the flight back from L.A., they were showing some interview you did with CBS. What was this, 60 Minutes?
They're still showing it? Yeah, 60 Minutes. Yeah.
How long ago was that?
February.
February? Well, I missed the whole thing because I didn't spring for the headphones, so I just watched you on there. But was it good stuff?
It was very good stuff. Yeah, it was good, actually. Right. Didn't kill me or anything.
Now, I'm sure these guys want to ask you a few sports questions.
We can't. Here. He can't comment on what we really want to ask you.
Here. Here, somebody needs to give him
How about, I've got a TV question. When does the benefactor start?
Oh. Uh-oh.
Oh.
September?
September 13th. On ABC Channel
and
8.
Yeah. Going to run how many weeks?
8 weeks.
Let me ask you one question, Mark.
Sure.
I know you'll tell the... You'll be honest. Did you really, really put up the $1 million yourself?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Because that's what everybody's saying.
It started off that way, but because of the gift tax from the IRS,
yeah.
I would have had to pay more on top of that.
Uh-huh.
So instead, all the money that ABC's paying me, I'm donating to the Fallen Patriots Fund.
Perfect.
So contest out the same way.
Perfect.
So.
Perfect.
Yeah, I'm not making any money off of it. But it was, you know what? I finally got to see the first two episodes.
But you know what?
It's not bad. It was really, yeah. It was
you know
good,
what? I don't
yeah.
feel sorry because you don't need to make any more money,
no,
Mark.
I,
you
don't. I don't
you
feel
don't
sorry
need,
for me.
You know, you're not like, you know, because your nemesis, Donald Trump, you know, he's holding.
Whoa!
I love that.
Whoa!
I love that so much.
You just buy the ticket because you got to pay our indecency fine now.
I mean, that's his middle name is Richard, so I just called you. Yeah. That's a Gordo line, right?
There you go.
No, I mean, the guy, for some reason, you know, he threatened to sue me.
For what?
Because I said I could write a bigger check than Donald Trump and not know the money was missing, and he got all bent out of shape. So
Which is probably the truth, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and so his lawyer sent me all these emails, sent my lawyers these emails saying, you know, that's not right. They have Donald listed higher on the Forbes 400. I'm like, I'm not talking about the listing. I'm talking about liquidity, cash. And I said, you know what? Sue me, and then we'll make the whole thing public, and we'll find out for sure. And, you know,
so we had a nice liquidity catfight, huh?
Yeah, I didn't care. I mean, the guy's so stupid. I mean, he's got, you know, a top-ranked show, and here's my little show coming out of nowhere, right? All he's got to do is shut up. But he keeps on taking the
bait.
You know
what? A guy like
smacking him on the head.
A guy like you drives a guy like him nuts.
Oh, he hates it. He hates it.
I mean, a guy like you that comes into a place like this with a little P-Dunk radio station wearing an I'm Rick James's bitch t-shirt.
No. It's not I'm Rick James's bitch.
Right.
Haven't you seen it? It's I'm Rick James, bitch.
Oh, okay. You know, wearing that, you know, and he's wearing his Brooks Brothers everywhere. I mean, a guy like you just drives him out of his mind. You got to keep that up. You cannot back off on that, okay?
I have a blast with it. He's such an easy pickings, you know. It's just, he sets it up. He sets up the soft hook. I saw him at a golf tournament. And you know the kind of shake when you see somebody who doesn't want everybody else to know he's mad at you, so he gives you one of these. And then turns and walks away, you know. And hey, you know, he keeps on throwing up the softballs.
You know what? You got to keep doing that. I mean, keep that up. Don't back down from this guy.
Don't worry.
So were you saddened by the death of Rick James?
This is memoriam. Yes, absolutely.
You know, Big Dick Hunter went to the memorial service. Did you think
really?
About going?
No, I didn't even know what it was. I bet it was crazy.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Did you go to memoriam service for Rick James?
Yes, I did.
Again?
You know what? He'd be very proud that you're wearing that shirt right now. We need to get a picture of it to send to his family.
Absolutely.
He yelled, I'm Rick James, bitch, more than Dave Chappelle.
Mark Cuban out here with us.
Lighten the
torch. Good to see you as always. Lighten the Olympic torch.
And I just want to apologize that you actually did that.
How come it's still not lit?
Oh, no.
Oh,
hey, somebody put a thing over it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
They probably can't keep it lit in here.
Good point, Ryans. Back to you.
All right, are we done with the first event here?
Well, I just wanted to mention that we did have a winner in the first event, and it was Bad Radio. It was the scavenger hunt, and the guy was able to collect his items. He had to get a tampon, a lipstick kiss on the cheek, a bra, a condom, and the shirt off a girl's back, and he got it from Miss Sager 2004.
No, she's
I don't even
not
know where she is.
Hey, I've got Brandy. A question. Are we awarding gold, silver, and bronze in each category?
I don't know.
Because we should, where we have the show rankings.
And I hear that we're having a medal ceremony and a podium and all of that. So go
we
team users.
Black gloves to hold. Hold
well,
your hand
we'll
up.
We'll find all that out when the next segment of the roundtable continues here on The Ticket.